You're listening to SBS News.
It's an unprecedented sight, three of the media industry's biggest players uniting in solidarity. It follows raids in June, one on News Corp journalist Annika Smethurst's house regarding publication of a leaked plan to allow government spying on Australians, and the other on the ABC's Sydney offices, with officers searching for information pertaining to the Afghan files. ABC Managing Director David Anderson, Nine Chief Executive Hugh Marks, and News Corp Australia Chairman Michael Miller addressed a press club brimming with journalists, all concerned about having their press freedom protected. News Corp Executive Chairman Michael Miller delivered a plan for change.
There are three news organisations here today, but all of Australia's media companies, the Journalists Union, the industry associations, are all united in our demand for change. We call upon the government to amend a number of existing laws to protect the public's right to know. First, we demand the right to contest any kind of search warrant on journalists or news organisations before the warrant is issued. Second, public sector whistleblowers must be adequately protected and the current laws need to change. Third, we need a new regime which limits which documents can be marked a secret. Fourth, we need a proper review of the Freedom of Information laws. And finally, journalists must be exempt from the national security laws enacted over the last 7 years that can put them into jail just for doing their jobs.
Jailed in Egypt for over 400 days, former Al Jazeera journalist Peter Grester knows all too well the pitfalls of a censored media.
Look, press freedom is one of the most fundamental parts of our democracy. It underpins the very system that's kept us one of the safest and most prosperous places on the planet for so long.
The veteran foreign correspondent has since become a staunch campaigner for press freedom.
We only have an inferred or an implied right of political communication, and I don't think that is really good enough because it doesn't really stop legislators from framing legislation, from drafting laws that undermine press freedom, that undermine whistleblower protections. And so what we really need is something like a Media Freedom Act that writes into the very DNA of our laws and our constitution that really important principle of press freedom.
With no protections, Nine Chief Executive Hugh Marks says many stories miss out on being published.
The challenge you have is you have good journalists who know they're sitting on stories that are worthy of publication, that are in the public interest. But we're always just going through that filter process, as Michael says, you know, standing next to the journalist going, well, we know we're going to end up in court, notwithstanding that you know that story is being published on very worthwhile grounds.
The ABC's managing director, David Anderson, can also identify significant obstacles to journalists uncovering the truth.
Our journalists have too many impediments in their path, including the unacceptable risk of being treated as criminals. No one is above the law. However, no one should be above scrutiny that is in the public interest. The AFP raids have been a wake-up call. We are collectively guilty of becoming too complacent, fighting bad laws and bad practices as individual battles rather than as a fundamental assault on public rights.
President of the New South Wales Council of Civil Liberties, Pauline Wright, says it is imperative that legal frameworks of protection are afforded to journalists, publishers and whistleblowers alike.
We need in Australia, if we can't have a federal charter of rights, which would be the best thing, the most powerful thing, to protect various rights, including freedom of speech and the right to disclose in the public interest, you would want to have a strong and powerful whistleblower act in Australia that actually was an overriding, overarching piece of legislation that protects people who do blow the whistle in the public interest. And for those who publish in the public interest as well.
As the ABC and News Corp take the AFP raids case to court, the challenge could prove to be a landmark challenge for press freedom. But as it stands, the might of the law may not be enough.
The basis on which they're being prosecuted relies on it being in the national security. And under the Public Interest Disclosure Act, you're not protected from blowing the whistle if it's in relation to a national security issue. So the protections are quite weak.
SBS Managing Director James Taylor feels the dire state of media freedom in countries abroad should highlight the need for a protected press.
Many of our journalists come from countries where they don't enjoy press freedom, countries that either have state broadcasters or countries where journalists are actively persecuted. And so when I speak to them, they've been really reflecting over the last couple of weeks about the different experience they have in Australia as a vibrant democracy that supports press freedom, that shines a light into dark places, and they reflect on their experience from their home territories where they haven't had that experience. And so whilst we as an industry really appreciate the importance of national security and the legislation that protects us all, we feel like the pendulum might have swung slightly too far in favour of national security legislation.
This sentiment is supported by Nine's chief executive, Hugh Marks, who says the first move to protect journalism must come from the government.
The culture comes from leadership. So this is an area where someone, probably in the government, needs to stand up and embrace the fact that, you know, as a free society, we shouldn't fear freedom of information and freedom of the press. And ultimately, if you're really going to make change, it requires that sort of statement.
A stance also echoed by News Corp's executive chairman, Michael Miller.
Prime Minister Morrison has said that if there's evidence that there is a need for improvement to press freedom, then he's open to it. Prime Minister, the evidence is in.
A strong and united coalition of media organisations determined to fight against a silenced press. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.